This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Coronavirus infections continue to soar with nearly 20 million cases around the world. The United States accounts for more than a quarter of that figure. Together, Brazil and India also make up more than a quarter. Deaths resulting from COVID-19 are more than 731,000 worldwide and approximately 163,000 in the U.S. Brazil follows with more than 101,000 people dying from the respiratory illness. Confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. reached the 5 million milestone Sunday as the U.S. continues to face a sustained outbreak more than 4 months into the crisis. In the U.S. state of Georgia, a high school plans to start the week with all classes shifting online after 9 students and staff tested positive for the coronavirus when the school year opened with in-person classes last week. A school official said in a letter to parents, Monday and Tuesday will be used to clean and disinfect the school. Australia has reported fewer new daily cases from its virus hotspot in the city of Melbourne than on any single day since last month. But it has also reported the nation's highest daily death toll since the virus outbreak began. The state of Victoria reported 322 new infections and 19 new deaths Monday, with 14 of the deaths connected to outbreaks at aged care facilities. The figures did not include new infections and deaths from other Australian states, although Victoria has been accounting for the vast majority of both in recent weeks. French President Emmanuel Macron has condemned an attack by gunmen in Niger on a group that included French aid workers, killing at least 8 people, including their guide and a driver. The attack happened outside the capital, Niamey, in an area popular with tourists for its wildlife. This is VOA News.